Information-fueled, opinion-driven. This is the Dan Mandis Show, Super Talk 99.7.
I don't know if I want to do this or
do
not.
It.
Pamela, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
Bell has already warned me, don't do it or he's going to walk off the show.
Are you serious?
Yes.
There's going to be a walk-off.
It's gross. Nobody wants to hear that.
I don't know if people don't want to hear
about it. Now I have to hear it.
Nobody wants to hear it.
Now you must.
This is from ABC News. I mean, this is an actual headline.
Do it. Do it.
To all the ladies out there, just...
Beware?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
It's weird.
Gross. It's weird and gross.
But I've been knee-deep in North Korea and Russia and Iran and...
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that crap.
The Senate and all this other... I just...
Now we're about to go hip-deep.
All right, you ready for the headline?
Yeah, you get it, so see, you have to tell us.
This is ABC News.
Yeah?
Dried lizard penises from India are being sold as good luck charms. And it's all a big fraudulent thing. I know, you're both like stunned in silence.
Wait, but how's it fraudulent? They're really not penises?
No, they are.
They're feet?
No, they're... Here's the story. No, they're not feet.
Or the tail?
They think that there's this thing called plant root. There's a certain kind of plant root, and people think that they're buying this particular plant root because they think that this particular plant root is good luck, but they can't find enough of the plant root, so they're hunting down these monitor lizards. With Bell has done some very quick research on it. Apparently, those things are like 3 to 6 feet long. And so what they're doing is they're poaching the lizard's genitalia and selling it as a plant root.
When your boss asks you how big a lizard penis is, it's time to call HR.
That's a dangest story I've ever
seen
in my life.
Does size really matter when it comes to these good luck charms?
You know, these things are pretty... I mean, I don't know. I don't have any scale with these photographs, but I mean, they look...
I don't want to know.
That's ABC News.
Have
so,
you put the story up on your Dan Mandis
Facebook
page?
No, I haven't. I'm ashamed that I'm even doing this on the radio. Wildlife investigators from India and Britain said today they have uncovered an international fraud in which the dry genitalia of endangered monitor lizards are being sold as a plant root regarded as a good luck charm and used in religious rituals. So they can't find the plant root, and so they're hunting down these poor lizards, and they're, you know, chopping off their, you know, whatevers. I guess they have to kill the lizards, and then they do whatever it is they got to do. But the London-based group World Animal Protection said the dry genitalia of Bengal monitor lizards and yellow monitor lizards look similar to the rare plant root sought by people who believe it brings good luck. Who thinks a plant root brings good luck anyway? I mean, that's just weird.
Yeah, everybody knows you have to have a rabbit's foot for that.
I had a rabbit's foot when I was a kid. I had that thing for years.
How did it go for you?
How'd that work out?
Yeah, yeah.
Not very good. I ended up in radio anyway.
I was going to say, you talk about your childhood. So
wildlife. Yeah. Let's move on from my childhood. What's worse, talking about my childhood or lizard genitalia? Wildlife authorities
genitalia.
conducted raids in 5 Indian states last month. And some raids are continuing. While the plant has all but disappeared from the Indian countryside, wildlife trackers have been buying the dried lizard genitalia and fraudulently selling them online. Can you imagine if somebody's listening right now and they're one of these, you know, people that think that this particular plant root brings good luck, and they're realizing now that they don't have their plant root, their cherished plant root, but instead they have a lizard genitalia?
No wonder my life is so horrible. I have a lizard penis instead of a plant root.
Middle Tennesseans are known for their plant roots. So, you know, they carry them with them wherever they go. So I know so many are going to be so disappointed in hearing this story because that's what we Middle Tennesseans do.
So now apparently they have been doing raids all through some of these various countries across the world. And they've been, I wonder how they figured out that these particular plant roots were not plant roots, but they were actually lizard genitalia. The dried lizard genitalia looks like two hands joined in prayer. And Belle, go on to the... Pamela, you can do this as well.
No.
Go to the Drudge Report and you tell me, do they look like two hands joined?
I'm scared.
You know, they do look like two hands now that I'm looking at it.
Well, I want to know what part is going to bring me good luck because I've not had a great 3 weeks. So I need something.
Yeah, well...
So give me a root or a dried penis, lizard penis, whatever,
We'll work on that.
Maybe my life will get better.
Bell, work on that, won't you?
All right, where am I looking? Where is this thing?
It's on the Drudge Report, ABC News. It comes from ABC News, and it does. It does look like a couple of hands joined in prayer, as a matter of fact.
Hey, honey, what did you do at work today? I looked up lizard penis.
Listen. You never know what you're going to get on this show.
Oh, here it is.
They say the lizards are being illegally poached from the wild, caught in traps and snares. Some will have their throats.
Not look like hands.
Some will have their throats slit or skulls smashed before their genitalia. Well, listen, if I'm going to have my genitalia removed, I'd rather have my throat slit first, and then they can go ahead and do whatever they're going to do. But I wouldn't want to be alive when they do that. Wildlife activists said the volume of the item being sold online was huge. Stop it. I know exactly why you're snickering, Pamela Furr. You just stop it. They said that they
at the absurdity of it all.
They say that they were shocked at the sheer audacity and scale of the illegal wildlife trade. Deceitful traders claiming to sell. Here's what I want. How did the traders realize that the lizard genitalia looked like the plant root? You know what I mean? It's like, who's the first guy that said, hey, you know, I've been looking at this lizard genitalia and it looks awfully
a lot like this. This is starting to just go downhill fast.
I'm just saying.
You can change the subject if you want. I'm time-checking you. It's 1:10.
Listen, I told you, you were the one. I said, I'm not sure if I want to do this, but you said, oh, no, by all means, go ahead and do it.
I egged you on.
All right, very good.
It's over. We can move on now.
Yeah, we probably should.
I'm sorry, is that Lorena Bobbitt on line three?
Here's the great news. What I've learned about myself today, aside from my strange fascination with lizard genitalia, apparently, is I am not ADD or AD. Is it HD?
Correct.
So for whatever reason, Bell decided, I'll get to the news in a minute, folks, but Bell decided for whatever reason to get me one of these spinners. So,
you what it was for.
Tell me again.
It's a belated Father's Day present.
It's a belated, thank you. So Bell gets me, for some strange reason, a belated Father's Day gift, and it's one of these, can you hear it?
It's a fidget spinner.
It's a fidget spinner.
It's a fidget.
What I know is that I'm not is this for ADHD or ADD or all of the above?
I think it's ADHD.
Okay, well, here's what
I don't know. I'm not a parent.
Here's what I've learned about myself is not only am I not ADHD, but I'm also not nearly coordinated enough to do this spinner the way that you're supposed to do it. I mean, you go to Michael's house, Michael DiGiorno's house, and all of his kids. I don't think you have to be ADHD or whatever to play with these things.
No, I think all the kids are
I think all the kids are just playing with these things. Now, I'm not coordinated enough to do this appropriately, but I've been obsessing over it for a while now. But I get bored after about 10 seconds, and I also get frustrated because I just can't seem to be able to do it. So I don't know what it is about these things that kids find so incredibly fascinating. But, you know, when we were kids, Pamela and Belle, we had the Rubik's Cube that we tried to do.
Yeah, but that was more of a thinking game. This is just, you know, if you're fidgety,
I don't know what it is that kids find fun or fascinating or whatever it is about these things. But I've seen kids, when I went to Michael's house that one time, I said, what in the world are those things? And they briefly told me about what they were. And now I've seen these darn things all over the place. Now, I saw a headline that now these fidget spinners, for the first time in a long time, the sales of fidget spinners have finally pretty much curtailed. They've topped out. Now, I guess they're on their way down. But I think the reason why they're on their way down now is because of the fact that probably everybody has their own fidget spinner now. At some point,
I don't have one.
I've got an extra one. Would you two like to share it? Have to share it.
No.
What?
What am I going to do with this thing? It's driving me
nuts. It was a present.
You know,
that's just, you're horrible.
This would actually be, I know. Get in line. You're not the only person that's ever said that, Pamela and Belle. But
it's a gift.
What inspired you to get me this, by the way? I'm just curious. Do I seem ADD or ADHD or whatever it is to you? Do I seem like that to you? I know that people listen on the radio and they'll admit at times that I do indeed sound a little scattered, not necessarily put together all the time.
Maybe I just wanted to get you a gift.
And this is what you came up with?
Sure, why not?
How much was this?
Well, you don't ask that when somebody gives you a
present. You don't ask how much. Good grief.
I can Google this in a heartbeat. Just tell me how much it was.
Just Google it then. Don't tell him.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell him.
When is Pamela Furr Day on the radio station? Because I can re-gift this to Pamela. Pamela, you need a fidget
every
spinner?
Every day is Pamela Verde.
Is every day, every, yeah, just ask all of the, station. Oh, by the way, you know what was great yesterday? Just very quickly.
I'm going to go get into the bourbon.
What was great yesterday?
On, I think it was your page, Pamela, on your Facebook page, and of course people tag me on these damn things. And so on your page, you were making fun of the fact that you goofed up on a newscast.
I did. That was funny.
And so some guy, I don't know if this, and I don't know the guy's name. It spent all of 5 seconds of my life reading all of this. But one guy said something to the effect of, oh, Pamela, you're so beautiful. You're so gorgeous that the occasional error in your newscast just doesn't matter. And I said something to the effect of, I had to respond to that. And I said, well, I don't get to ever play the I'm so beautiful card that I, you know, all my mistakes are excused. And somebody else posted, well, there's a reason for that, Dan. Look in the mirror.
So, dude, please. Yeah. I'm the boss card trumps the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Is that, well, somebody, yes. Somebody tell all the people that every time that I screw something up, and I know, I'm afraid to look on my email right now because I know that people are just hating me right now because I should be talking about Russia and Iran and all the other things. Well, I've been talking about that for like days and days and days and days.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. It's all the same. We're still waiting to find out. Thank you, guys. Anyway, and Bill, thank you for the fidget spinner.
Now, you get thanked for that. I get him a bottle of bourbon and
that's right.
Leaper's Fork Distillery, and do you think Dan says thank you to me?
Yeah, but look how much shaming I had to do to get the thank you.
Well, I just shamed him.
Okay, Pamela.
It doesn't count if you say thank you now.
Okay, can I just say one thing? Okay, first of all, Pamela, you know I don't drink, so thank you very much for
Yes, you do.
I don't drink bourbon. Or whatever that is.
What did you get?
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Yeah, and you haven't had.
Do you know what? Do you think if I got drunk on Pamela's bourbon, I could actually do Bell's fidget spinner? Like, in other words, the more that my coordination goes away because I'm drunk on Pamela's bourbon, thank you, Pamela, I would be able to find the coordination to do the stupid fidget spinner. I could try that.
The stupid fidget spinner.
Well, I mean, the bottle is still in your office.
Am I allowed to get drunk on the air? Am I allowed to do that?
You're the boss.
No, I don't. That's not the answer to everything because I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, it is.
Hold up. I think before deregulation, it was against the law. I don't think it's a deal.
See,
it's
we're not
an issue now because we're not under regulation kind of things anymore like we used to be.
Right.
But now company policy is the question.
Oh, there is that.
But if we're demonstrating something on the air, I mean, we can always play that card. Like, hey, look, it was for work. It was research.
Listen, it was research. We're trying to figure out the burning question that millions of Americans have been wanting to know, which is, if you get drunk, are you then more able to do whatever it is these fidget spinners are supposed to do? You have
the
balance and the coordination.
You don't want to sit here and get drunk off of. And first of all, I for full disclosure, it was when you took a day off. It was actually Leaper's Fork Distillery that gave you this bottle.
Oh, was it you?
I didn't purchase it. I don't want
to
take credit.
Listen to you.
I don't want to take credit at all.
All right, well, thank
they
you.
They brought it for you.
And who was it from?
Leaper's Fork Distillery.
Thank you, Leaper's Fork Distillery. I very much appreciate it. And we will try the bourbon at some point.
Because you've actually never had bourbon. You say you don't like it.
Is bourbon the same as whiskey?
It's whiskey is bourbon. Bourbon is not whiskey. So you've had scotch.
Maybe if I drink, that'll make sense. Because I have no idea what you just said.
I can explain it to you later.
All right.
But I think I have that right.
Okay.
All bourbons are All bourbons are whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. Because you have scotch.
If I drink it, is it going to burn the nose hairs in my nose? Because whenever I have whiskey.
I don't think this one will. I mean, it didn't for me. This one's a very, very good bottle. But you've had scotch. Now, we do have that. And I may post that on our Facebook page here.
What's
before
that?
Too long.
Well, okay,
your scotch.
Yeah, go get the bottle.
All right, I'm going.
I'm not going to get just for you people listening downstairs in corner offices.
You people.
I'm not. Well, I'm talking about the higher ups.
Oh, the boss.
The higher ups on the
all
lower
right, stand
floor.
Stand by. I'll be right back.
I'm not getting drunk. Although I'm such a lightweight, Belle. How much do you think it would take? What is it? Is she getting whiskey? What is it again?
Bourbon.
So how much bourbon for a guy who doesn't drink, with the exception of the occasional sangria? How much bourbon would it take to get me drunk? Because, you know, I'm losing all this weight, right?
Not a lot.
So I'm even more of a lightweight now than I was 4 months ago.
You would easily catch a buzz off of one shot.
Now, how much?
Which is an ounce.
An ounce. So it's just kind of like
kind of like a
lizard genitalia, which is what we were talking about earlier.
Full circle, baby.
You know, the whole thing just goes back to the lizard genitalia, doesn't it? We should probably move on. I don't even know if I should do my advertiser for this particular segment because, frankly, I don't know if they would want to be associated with this particular.
Yeah, I don't want to be up next to that.
Anyway, so we'll. But thank you very much for the fidget spinner. And hopefully at some point I'll be able to have more success with that than I was at the Rubik's Cube, which I know that people will be shocked to know that I was never able to solve the Rubik's Cube either. It is 120 on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Now, Pamela is, you got the bourbon? So Pamela's coming in now. She's got the...
Yeah, but we need a glass.
Shouldn't I just drink it straight out of the bottle?
No, you're not going to... No, have some class.
Really? I'm going to drink this out of a styrofoam cup. That's class, baby. All right, well,
it's
go ahead.
It's better than drinking it straight out, or you can do it out of that master's cup.
No, if you bring me a styrofoam, I'll try it.
Dude, you only drink directly out of the bottle when you're at home alone on the couch watching TV.
Wearing my sleeveless white wife beater T-shirt.
Yes, there you go. That's the image we're trying to do.
All right, very good. Hold on. What? No, we're not taking a picture of me with you.
I am taking a picture of you.
Yes, take the picture.
Hold it.
All right.
Like,
oh, Mike, really? We're doing this on the air? Please hurry, because this is like, there you go. Thank you. Terrible radio. Thank you very much. Because, you know, the whole segment has been great radio, hasn't it?
Though. What am I doing?
Put a shot of it in the in a styrofoam cup. Seriously, I'll try it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not getting drunk. I'm not doing anything like that.
1:30 though, because I have to do some news.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. It's 1:21 on Super Talk 99.7 WTI. So 1:31, I'll try the bourbon. It's not going to be a big deal. I'm curious as to what it tastes like now because whiskey, bourbon, whiskey, whatever. But when I've had whiskey, I'll tell you what, man, that really does singe my nose hairs. So we'll see if. I do any better with whiskey.
I'm Pamela Furr, one man dead and an officer-involved shooting in Williamson County. Senator Corker says we may need to ban travel to North Korea. I've got these stories and more, plus Dan Mandis will be drinking bourbon for the very first time.
Oh,
coming
stop.
Up.
That's not tease-worthy. By the way, that's not a bad picture of me. Did you just post it on your Facebook page? That's not a bad photo.
If you do say so.
See,
yourself.
The booze is already making you look better.
I know, right?
All he had to do was hold it. He didn't have to drink it.
Yeah. All I need is a big bottle of booze, and I just look all
now,
the
this,
better.
Now, we're saying booze, but there's a fine art to bourbon, and there's a fine way to taste it. And, you know, you're not. We're not going to shoot this. You're gonna drink this. You're not going to shoot
it. I'm just going to have just a little. Well, no, I'm not going to shoot it. I'm going
to
have just a little itty bitty sip. And that's it. And then I'm going to move on.
This will be the WTN tasting.
And by the way, once I have that drink, I have a story that is going to make me want to drink even more. So all of that and a whole lot more coming up here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. As we all know, Robert Mueller is in the midst of this whole Russian investigation into President Trump's inner circle, into President Trump himself. And as we talked about yesterday, there seems to be conflicting reports coming out of the Trump administration. Is the president under investigation or is he not? The president himself said, well, yeah, I am now under investigation. Then his attorney comes out and says, well, no, he's not. So I don't really know what the ultimate answer is, whether or not the president is under investigation or not. But here's what we do know. What we do know is that the Democrats and the media, they are using this investigation as a bludgeon. And I've talked about this before, hitting over the head of the Trump administration over and over and over again in talking to David Zanotti earlier today. And this is a pretty much of a common theme that we've been discussing for quite some time, is that to me, the left is using this whole Russian investigation and all of its tentacles because, you know, what they're doing is once Robert Mueller was appointed as the special investigator, then we knew that this investigation could go in a number of different areas. Now we know that Jared Kushner is also being investigated. And so there's a number of different branches, a number of different tentacles.
Careful. You really were going to say testicles, weren't you?
Well, we're talking about lizard testicles, though.
Oh, my Lord. What
happened? Is wrong?
I don't know.
You haven't had, by the way, this bottle hasn't even been opened yet. What is wrong with you?
You know what? I apologize. That was a complete accident. How did I? You know, the other day I said supermarket 99.7 WTN.
Supermarket?
Oh, you weren't here.
No.
Yeah,
I was broadcasting from an undisclosed location.
No, you know what? I was getting ready to do something, and I had another story in front of me that had the word market in it.
Yeah. And we had been talking about supermarkets and the 15.
Oh, had I?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I somehow went from Super Talk into Supermarket.
Well, I mean, yesterday in my newscast, and then I started laughing at myself, and I'm thinking, this isn't good. But right. when I said, let's see, let me find it here.
No,
it's funny.
Well, make it quick because we're already late now. Well, very good. We'll get back to that. But anyway, so the point is that I accidentally said a word I shouldn't have said, and I don't know where that came from or why that happened, but we're going to move on. The point of my monologue is that Robert Mueller is now adding to his team related to this Russian investigation. And the point is, and maybe you've heard this discussed before, the point is that some of the folks that he is bringing on are people that have been donating to, say, for example, the Clinton campaign. So Mueller is, as they say, adding muscle. And a lot of these folks are people that simply do not like President Trump and simply do not like conservative values. And so it's beginning to look more and more, and I'll get into some of these numbers coming up, but it's beginning to look more and more like this is what President Trump has been talking about all along. And that is a witch hunt. It is 1:30 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. 1:39, Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It is the Dan Mandis Show. Appreciate you being here. Coming up, going to delve into a story that makes me want to drink. And Pamela, now what you've done is you've poured a little bit of this bourbon into.
Correct.
And I've got Judd Matheny from Tennessee General Assembly on the line. He's going to give us some of the details into.
Well, do you want to talk to him first before you, because this might.
You think it's going to take a little bit longer?
Well, I think you need, yes.
I may also end up passing out. And I don't want to leave Judd hanging. So, Judd.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. And then we'll come back and we'll taste this.
Judd Matheny, a Republican out of Tullahoma. Thank you very much for joining us, Judd. And this is a very alarming headline. And it is that Nashville, of course, is preparing to become, quote, the most liberal sanctuary city in the United States. And I want to talk a little bit about this. I want to make sure that before my head explodes, then I know everything that there is to know about this bill. There's a number of different stories nationwide that, of course, we've talked about regarding sanctuary cities. We know what's happened in San Francisco with Kate Steinle. We know what's happened all across America, and this is something that I've talked about often enough. So, Judd, what do we know about this particular bill that is being filed by Metro Councilman Bob Mendez and Colby Sledge? And this is something that Mayor Megan Berry has been cheering on. And again, the headline is that it'll make Davidson County and Metro Nashville the most liberal sanctuary city in the United States. They say, in fact, even more liberal than its policies in New York City or San Francisco, for the love of Pete. So do we know what exactly is in this bill?
Well, Dan, I'll tell you what, it's the most probably egregious move against public safety that the city of Nashville could possibly expose its citizens and emergency services and social work to. It's completely antithetical to the United States Constitution in America. And the city of Nashville, with all due respect, they need to remember that the city operates at the pleasure of the state. And if they move forward with this, which I hope they'll have the sense about them not even to have the second reading, much less the third, and try to pass it. But they can expect swift and severe action from the state of Tennessee. The taxpayers of Davidson County will suffer incomprehensibly if this passes. Organized crime will come to this town like a magnet from all over the country. The police will be at great risk. The citizens will be at great risk. You'll see social services absolutely explode and not be able to keep up with the need. And plus, I'm telling you, the General Assembly in Tennessee will cut off funding to Davidson County if they pursue this.
All right. Now, I want to make sure that people understand what we're talking about here, because these, sir, they're not talking points. Here's directly from one article that I have on this, and there's several. By prohibiting Metro Nashville employees, this bill would prohibit or disallow, not allow, Metro Nashville employees from inquiring into anyone's immigration status. They say effectively enabling illegal aliens to access public benefits they would otherwise be barred from using. So in other words, illegals want benefits, and so they'll come flocking to Davidson County. They'll be flocking to Nashville to get these benefits, no
Absolutely,
questions
Dan.
Asked.
And with that will come an extraordinary amount of drugs and diseases and individuals that refuse to assimilate into this country. And you cannot be an American if you don't know what it means to be an American and how to redress problems in government. And you know, Nashville is becoming a serious problem for the state of Tennessee, and the General Assembly is recognizing it, and we are trying to give Nashville and its elected officials the ability to correct this problem themselves without the state stepping in. But make no mistake, a city and a county are incorporated entities through the state of Tennessee, and we have the ability to go so far as to dissolve boundaries and to dissolve budgets of state monies. And you will see swift and severe action next year from the General Assembly if Nashville continues with this. And I hate to say those type of things, but what they're proposing...
Hey, Judd, I'm gonna stop you right there. I don't hate that you're saying these things. I love that you're saying these things, because this kind of crap has got to stop.
Well, we want it to stop, and we do not want to have to do the nuclear option and do the things that I'm talking about. Yeah. But with all due respect, the councilmen that are proposing this and those that are supporting it are putting citizens in Nashville at great risk, in not only financially but also personally. There are severe sex trafficking and drug rings that will come to Nashville because they know they're going to have leniency with the court systems, that they know that they're going to have freedom to move around, not just underground but above ground, so to speak. And it is very detrimental not only to Nashville but to the entire state. The border counties around Nashville will see just as much problem coming in. It's ill-thought-out idea, and it is an extraordinarily poor way to govern.
It can destroy Middle Tennessee. I mean, I'm not trying to be doomsayer, but it will. It'll destroy Middle Tennessee, just like, you know, listen, I'm a guy, and Judd, maybe you don't know, but I'm a guy who grew up in California, in Southern California specifically. I have seen entire communities go to hell in a handbasket because of illegal immigration. One of the other things that they're talking about is this whole contract that Metro Council has, and it's a contractual arrangement. And this is important. You got to follow me here. Not you, Judd, but folks have to follow me here. We have a contract with the U.S. Marshals Service that enables the Davidson County Jail to detain illegal criminal aliens for ICE pickup. The bill by Mendez and Sledge would, quote, require Metro to exercise its rights to terminate the contract and negotiate new terms subject to council approval. So, put another way, the Davidson County Jail holding an illegal alien would simply let them go? Am I interpreting that correctly?
Yes, you are. It's egregious.
And Judd, we're talking about people that do bad stuff. I mean, we're talking about criminals. We're not talking about people that have simply broken a law, broken immigration laws. Are we talking about actual criminals that are doing drugs and dealing drugs and drunk driving and assault and
all murder and rape and kidnapping and sex trafficking and a whole host of other things?
I've got to ask, what is going through the minds of these two councilmen, Bob Mendez and Colby Sledge? I mean, this is outrageous. Clearly,
they're overreacting to the national elections that, you know, happened last November, and we have a president that is working exactly against what Metro Nashville is trying to do right now. We have a General Assembly in Tennessee that is a majority conservative in both the House and the Senate. And we have a conservative governor. They're not going to let this stand. And I believe you could call Governor Haslam right now, and he would back me up that there's no way we're going to allow Davidson County to pursue this route. And I challenge the governor to back me up on that.
One of the things that they also talk about is, and maybe you can fill in some of the blanks here, Judd Matheny joins us, Republican out of Tullahoma. Operation Community Shield, they say, is an ICE Homeland Security investigation operation that targets violent gang members and their associates by partnering with local, state, and other federal law enforcement agencies. The most recent report from just May of 2017 netted over 1,300 nationwide arrests of violent gang members, including MS-13 gang leaders as well, and members and associates. And so basically what would happen is, if this legislation is enacted by the Metro Council, then Operation Community Shield, which they're able to root out some of these MS-13 gang members, that would also go by the wayside, because that is part of ICE Homeland Security.
That's correct. And let me tell you, MS-13 is a dangerous, dangerous organization. This is a brutal group that has no regard for life or humanity, and they are involved in sex trafficking. They're involved in major drug operations. They're growing marijuana farms now here in Tennessee. They're serious organized crime. They're one of the most acute criminal problems that the state of Tennessee is facing right now. And what Metro Nashville, some of the councilmen in Metro Nashville are proposing, will only enable that.
Now, here's my question. Do you think that people understand the people that live in Nashville, the people that live in Davidson County? I wonder if they understand that while Mayor Megan Berry calls this a welcoming city, and she wants Nashville to be a welcoming city, I don't think that the people who live in Davidson County or Nashville, what that truly means is that they're going to have, as you said at the outset, sir, you're going to have all of these folks that are coming into Davidson County, and it's just going to be a hornet's nest of crime and illegal immigration and, you know, MS-13 gang members and drugs and all this other kind of thing. I mean, it's not like we're talking about the people that are here legally. We are talking about illegal immigration and people who we have absolutely no idea who some of these folks are. And even scarier, we know who some of these people are, and they're gang members and so forth. And so I guess the question is, what is the next step in this process? I guess there's going to be some sort of a reading of this legislation. Is it tonight?
There'll be a second reading. There's been a first reading, and my understanding is there'll be a second reading, and then the third reading is the actual vote on the measure. If the third reading passes and they enact this policy, then you can count on the Tennessee General Assembly to take swift action against Davidson County. And that's, you're talking about funding for social programs, funding for transportation, you know, all this new public transit that the mayor wants and that people want, the state is willing to help with tax incentives and tax abatements in order to do that. That's going to stop. We're not going to allow this. And I really and truly believe that I'm speaking on behalf of the Republicans in the Tennessee General Assembly.
I can't imagine, although these days with the Republican Party, to be candid, I never know what's going to happen. But I would think that this particular measure and this particular legislation, I can't imagine that there is any Republican that would support Nashville becoming a sanctuary city. So if I'm hearing you right, there is no way that this would be able to pass in Davidson County or, of course, Nashville Metro, because you guys in the General Assembly are there to save the day. So I can indeed sleep well knowing that you guys will be there to save the day, you guys and ladies.
Keep in mind, Dan, if we want a soccer team here and if we want mass transit and we want things that everyone can enjoy, the Tennessee General Assembly is going to have to pass enabling legislation to help Metro Nashville fund those issues. That is going to be in great jeopardy if this continues.
Okay. Well, will you keep us updated, sir, on this story as it continues to move forward? And I will certainly do that as well. And, Bell, if you could be kind enough to get his intel, I think we've got it somewhere, but I would love to know exactly where this whole thing goes tonight with, as Judd Matheny says, the second reading, as Nashville, perhaps for some, they want it to become a sanctuary city. And I, to be perfectly candid, I can't imagine, because we've heard all the horror stories about what happens with sanctuary cities. And Mayor Megan Berry, you know, I love how, and I'm going to go on a rant. I should probably have this drink, to be perfectly candid.
Right.
But you know what really frustrates me about politicians, generally speaking, and specifically about Mayor Megan Berry, is here she is, and everybody loves to hide behind platitudes, and everybody loves to hide behind feel-good comments and feel-good legislation. And so for her to come out and say, oh, this is Nashville wants to be a welcoming city. Well, when we talk about being a welcoming city, okay, maybe we're meaning we have plenty of hotels for everybody. We have laws and regulations in place that are pro-business, whatever it might be. What we don't mean about being a welcoming city and wanting to be a welcoming city, for those of us who have chosen to live in Middle Tennessee, we've chosen to raise our kids in Middle Tennessee, we've chosen to put down roots in Middle Tennessee and buy homes in Middle Tennessee, and the last thing we need is for Nashville to become a sanctuary city. People are investing, and companies have invested in Nashville, have invested in Middle Tennessee. We are here, and there's companies that are bringing their businesses here. And do you really think that there's businesses are going to want to continue to bring their businesses here and their employees here if it turns into a sanctuary city the likes of San Francisco or New York? Of course not. And the first time, because I've been talking about this for a long time, which is why I'm so passionate about this. You know, because I've been telling about these stories over and over and over again of innocent Americans who die at the hands of illegal gang members and MS-13, you name it. I know I've got to take a break, but I'm upset.
You okay?
Man.
You're on a.
I did. Roll. I'm angry there for. I think, you know what? I think it's the fact that I have the inability to do the stupid fidget spinner that's making me mad. So I'm going to try this. Now, this is bourbon.
Yes, it is. Now, this is Hunter's Select.
Yes.
From Leaper's Fork Distillery.
All right. And so I'm just supposed to try it.
Hold on. It's all a right. 9-year-old bottle.
What's the proof on this, Pamela?
Oh, gosh. Why would you ask me that? I think the folks are listening, so you guys can call me and tell me.
All right, fine. So I'm going to try it because I've never had bourbon before. I've had whiskey, but we've already gone through.
You've had scotch. You've had scotch.
Okay, so I'm going to try this.
Sniff it first.
I've sniffed it a number of different times.
Put your nose, because it's been breathing now for a little bit.
All right, it's fine. So
now you take a small sip and just kind of let it roll on your tongue and then swallow it. Did he just spit it out? What did he just do? See, people don't know I can't see you. So I'm taking a sip myself. Is there any words? Come on.
I had to spit it out.
You did not.
I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
Oh my God.
You have to swallow it.
I can't swallow it.
You took too big of a drink.
Is this like Bill Clinton? I didn't inhale. It's the same kind of a thing. I didn't swallow. Moving on.
Take
so yeah, that's strong to me. That is really strong. Oh,
it's
my
bourbon.
Lord.
Most things that men do are.
Or try it again because see you
I always
there's like a
all right fine I'm gonna swallow it
but
just a little bit
just slow do it slow y'all come on there's like a butterscotch taste to it
gosh I can't
I'm about to go in there and just chug it
you can have
you
it
can't
I can't
chug it You've
listen
got to,
I thank the
it's
people
it's kind of spicy there's a little spice to it
I think
butterscotch.
The folks you see now I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
Oh, my
sweating.
God. Poor Dan. Good grief.
Listen, when the... When
I mean,
the,
it's beautiful.
When the strongest thing you drink is a sangria...
Oh, I know.
Then this is what happens, is you start to sweat
right,
when you have
finish,
just a very little...
Now there's a finish. Now there's more of a taste, which is very, very smooth, in my opinion, on this one.
All right,
I like the finish on this bourbon.
It's all good.
More than
listen,
most bourbons
whatever,
I've had.
It's all
April
good.
From Leaper's Fork Distillery has joined us on the phone.
April, I very much appreciate... Now I feel like a jerk. April, I very much appreciate you folks sending over the bourbon. I think it's just... It's too good of bourbon for the host.
I Are you just the not a bourbon drinker?
I'm not a bourbon drinker. Now, do you guys make sangrias? With extra cherries? Because that's my drink of choice.
No, we've not tried sangria yet.
Now, April, now you guys do make us what you call it, like the South Hall Punch. Is that what you ended up calling it?
It's the South Hall Sunset.
Yes.
South Hall Sunset,
Now, that you might like, Dan.
Now, are you supposed to perspire under the armpits when you have your bourbon? Because that's what's happening to me. I wonder if I'm having some sort of a weird reaction to the bourbon.
Typically not, Dan. What I would suggest is that you try to proof it down with a little bit of water.
I did that. He didn't know it.
Are you serious?
Oh. Yeah, I did put water in it for him.
You know what?
Because I knew he would react this way. And,
well, I guess a 9-year-old bourbon is just...
Too much?
A little stronger than sangria.
Now, maybe if we put extra cherries in the bourbon, I'll be able to drink it then, because that's how I take my sangria.
Bless your
cherries
heart.
In the bourbon. Well, you know, we always say we don't care how you drink it as long as you drink it, so you can try the cherries, Dan.
thank you, April. I very much appreciate it.
Oh, poor Dan.
I just, you know what?
I mean,
I tried.
I can't give you your man card back.
Listen, I tried,
You
though.
Did try.
I tried. I am. I'm literally sweating.
Enjoying this segment, we are so late. You've got to go to break.
He took
a little sip, y'all, and he's actually, this is, wow.
I am. I'm sweating.
Well, let's take a break and you recover.
Well,
all right, it's 1:57.
Can I finish yours? The rest of yours?
It's in the trash.
Oh.
I know.
You did not
throw
9-year-old bourbon in the trash. Are you serious?
It's 1:57 on WTN. Go take a break.